God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revelation. This is the classroom of the air, bringing you truth for today. And the truth for today is the greatest truth ever told to man. The truth for today is the truth that will set you free. For the truth we're going to share today is that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. The truth for today is that we are celebrating the greatest event in the history of the world, the day when death and sin and Satan were totally defeated, the day when Jesus Christ rose from the dead and won for us a future free from fear. You see, when Jesus conquered the grave, he took away the greatest source of fear man has ever known. When Jesus rose from the dead, he defeated the fear of death and the fear of the future. We no longer need to worry about what will happen to us, for Christ has won the victory not only for himself, but for all of us on Easter. Our text for today is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 7. Hear the word of the Lord. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." May the Lord bless the reading of his word to your heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I love this simple story of Easter found in Mark 16. It's so straightforward, so exciting, so simple, and yet so profound. For in these few verses, eternity was changed. In these few lines, my destiny and your destiny were changed. Because of the seven short sentences the angel spoke, we can face a future free from fear. You see, the first reason why we can face a future free from fear is this: Jesus has power over your past. Now, you may be surprised to hear this first point. After all, we're talking today about our future. So why bring up the past? What does the past have to do with living a future free from fear? But see, friends, you can't have a bright future till you've dealt with your past. The reason why people live in fear of the future is because of what has happened to them in the past. If you've lived in poverty and hunger in the past, you'll be worried about your provision for the future. If you've lived in abuse and broken relationships in the past, you'll find it difficult to have hope for love in the future. If you've been bound by sin and addiction in the past, you may despair of having a future of freedom and victory. You've got to deal with your past in order to move into a future of freedom and of hope. That reminds me of a story of two old men who were farming on one side of the river. After they'd spent their week in farming, they decided to get into their canoe and cross the river to go to the little town and have some drinks at the beer parlor. And so that's exactly what they did. They got into the canoe and they went and tied the canoe to a mango tree. Then they went to the beer parlor and had some drinks and had a few more until both of them got drunk. Late in the night, when it was dark and they were both drunk, they then left the beer parlor, went down to the river, got in their canoe to cross back to the village where they'd come from. But in their drunken state, in the middle of the night, they got confused and they just got in the canoe and started paddling and started rowing and found they weren't going anywhere. They spent hours rowing and rowing, but they never crossed the river until the light of dawn came up and they looked around and discovered they were still in the village where they'd gone to drink the night before. They started shouting and crying, "We've spent the whole night in this canoe paddling and rowing, but we haven't gone anywhere. What's wrong? What's happened?" Till they looked around and saw that in their drunken state, in the darkness of night, they had forgotten to untie the canoe from the tree. So no matter how hard they paddled and rowed, they were still tied to the shore. Friend, that's a picture of many of us. We have made effort to go forward into the future, but we've never dealt with our past. You've got to cut the rope to the past before you can launch forward into the future. And Jesus' resurrection is the cutlass that will cut the rope of your past and set you free. If you believe it, say amen. Listen to what the angel said in verse 6. "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead." And see, this is the first message of Easter. It's a message of peace. Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. Don't be stressed. Why? Because the resurrection is a demonstration that Jesus has power over your past. He was crucified, but he is now risen. Everybody has something in their past. We all have a past. Before I became a Christian, I was a sinner. Before I surrendered to Jesus, I was a young man living for sin and self. We all have something in our past that is a source of shame or pain or guilt or bondage. And friends, Jesus also had a painful past. He never had sin in his life, but he did endure the shame and the suffering of the crucifixion. But the message of the angel was that his past was over. He was crucified, but he is now risen. And by rising from the dead, he removed all the shame and suffering of his past. See, when Jesus rose from the dead, all the sorrow and shame and pain of his crucifixion was over once and for all. And that's good news for us, because in his resurrection, he has the power to overcome your past as well. That's what the Bible says in Romans 6:4. "Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." You and I can have a new life because he lives anew. Because of the resurrection, the power of your past is broken. We have a new life. We have a new start. We have a new hope. I declare it to be true in your life today, that his death brought freedom to us. Because of his death and resurrection, all our bondages are broken. Fear must flee. Despair is driven out, and shame is sent packing. No matter what your problem this morning, Christ won a victory for you through the victorious power of his death and resurrection. You can be set free today. If you believe it, say amen. Because Christ died and rose again, you can be free from the rubble of your life. No matter how deep you are buried, there is a Savior who can pull you out. No matter how dark the night, there is a light so bright, so great, it can deliver your soul from sin and keep you walking in the light of God. Jesus died and rose again so that you could be forgiven from the sins of your past. That's what the Bible says in Colossians 2:13-14. He has forgiven all of your sins. He has utterly wiped out the evidence of broken commandments, which always hung over our heads, and has completely annulled it by nailing it to the cross. But not only are our sins forgiven, he died and rose again so that you and I could live forgiven, that we could have a new life, a second chance, a new beginning. The past is truly past because we have new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:14-17 says, "Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life." This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. That's why the angel said, he isn't here. Jesus is not in the place of death. The old is gone. The new has come. He's not in the place of defeat. He's not there. He doesn't stay there. With Jesus, the place of suffering has become the place of joy. The place of shame has become the place of glory. The place of defeat has become the place of victory. And so it is with you and I today. We don't need to be alarmed when we're seeking Jesus. For when you search for Jesus, you will find him. But you won't find him in the place of defeat. You won't find him in the place of loss. You will not find him in the place of shame. You will find him where he belongs, in the place of resurrection power. And that brings us to our second truth today. The reason why we can have a future free from fear is because Jesus has dealt with your past, and because, secondly, he has provided for your present. Mark 16:7 tells us, now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, everybody say including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. That's powerful. The Lord marked out Peter and wanted Peter especially to know, you are forgiven. For remember, it was Peter who betrayed the Lord. But Jesus was now saying to him, you are included in my disciples. You are part of my family and you are still part of my plan. Even though Peter had betrayed the Lord, he was included in God's present plan. Because when your past is under the blood, your present is in his hands. Hallelujah. No matter what you've done, you're still part of God's plan. He has not given up on you. He is not finished with you. He still has something ahead for you. You may have committed adultery, but his grace can cover it. You may have had an abortion, but Jesus' blood can cover it. You may have even murdered someone, but God's love can still reach down and lift you up, for you are never too far from the love of God. And if the angel said, including Peter, especially Peter, he's speaking to each and every one today who has failed in one way or the other, and he's telling you, you are not too far gone. My grace can still love you and redeem you. For Jesus has gone ahead of you. Jesus has already walked that road. He has already passed this way. So he knows what the road is like, and he knows how to see you through. He knows the pits and the pitfalls. He knows the ups and the downs, and he can direct you through to the successful end. Listen to the powerful promise found in Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself will go before you. He will not leave you or forget you. So don't be afraid and don't worry. Friend, let the word of God minister to you today. No matter what you face right now in your presence, in your present, Jesus has been there. Are you in a storm? Jesus has been there. Are you betrayed? Jesus was there. Are you weary and heavy laden? He says, come to me and I will give you rest. Listen to Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For with Jesus, you will go through. Three times Isaiah says you'll go through. So just say it together with me, through. See, the Lord is telling us today that you're going to go through. You're not going to get stuck in the middle of the trouble. You're not going to stop and stay in the storm or remain in the fire or remain in the flood. Things may be difficult, but you are going through. So lift up your hand and say, I am going through by the power of Jesus Christ. On Friday, the disciples were down, but Sunday was coming. On Friday, the disciples hid in fear, but Sunday was coming. On Friday, all hope seemed lost, but Sunday was coming. On Friday, the sky turned black, the earth shook, the demons rejoiced, the grave was full, but Sunday was coming. And when Sunday came, the power of hell was broken. When Sunday came, the light shone bright. When Sunday came, the stone was rolled away, the demons fled, joy was revived, hope was reborn, fear was gone, and shame was vanquished. When Sunday came, the amazing, wonderful, glorious Jesus Christ, Son of God, was risen from the dead. Life was restored, and all who believe in Him are restored as well. And the good news is, when we walk with Him through those times, we enter into the same life with Him. We gain access into all that Jesus has access to. For He opened the way before us. Hear the word of the Lord in Ephesians 2:18. For through Him, that is Jesus, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Just say, access. Jesus gives us access, which means where He goes, you can go. Where the Savior belongs, His people also belong. The children can go where the Father goes. For example, a football star's children can play on the field where the football star plays. The president's children can run about the castle. President Obama in the United States has two daughters, and his girls can go into the Oval Office at the White House. You may have more money, but you can't go there. You may be older and more important, but you can't go there. You may be wiser and more mature, but you can't go there. Only the children can go there anytime they like. Not because of what they've done, but because of who they know. Because of who they are connected to. And I say to you today, you and I can go places others can't go because of who we know. Jesus has opened doors for us. We are connected to Him by the power of His resurrection. And we have access into not only the presence of the Father, but we have access to go places no one else can go because of the power of the resurrection. That's the provision God has made for your present. A living, risen Lord who has been there ahead of you. He's gone on before us. He's experienced what you are experiencing now. And He's alive to lead you and guide you through. Some time ago, a certain Muslim man gave his life to Christ. When his friends asked him why he became a Christian, he explained it like this. If I'm walking along the road and I come to a T-junction, I have to decide which way I will take. Will I go right or will I go left? If I come to that T-junction and I find a dead man there and a living man, who do you think I will take directions from? The dead man or the living man? Of course, I'll take directions from the living man. Jesus is alive. Therefore, He is the only one who can guide me today. Because He lives, He can lead our lives today. Because He rose from the dead, He is alive and real and living today. His resurrection has made provision for our present. He will be with us and guide us all our days. That's the promise Jesus made to us in John 10:27-29. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me, and He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. Friends, one time I was driving on a road with many bends and curves. I was following behind a very slow car. I wanted to overtake him, but I couldn't see beyond the slow car I was following. Every time I tried, the road curved, and I couldn't know what was coming ahead. I wished I had a friend in a helicopter above me who could communicate with me and say, okay, you're free to pass now. There's a bend ahead, but no one is coming. You can easily overtake and you're safe. But friend, we have something better than that. We have God in heaven watching over all things. Only He can guide you and direct you safely. Only He knows what is ahead around the next bend. He is always there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says He never slumbers or sleeps, but He's always watching over you. When Jesus rose from the dead, He guaranteed us that He would never be separated us again. By overcoming our past, He guaranteed His help for our present. And that help is always available to you. Every moment, every day, every time you turn to call on Him, Jesus is there for you. His provision for your present is His presence that will never leave you. Listen to Romans 8, 38 and 39. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that promise of His love and protection for today extends into our future as well. And that's the third reason you can live in a future free from fear, because Jesus has a promise for your future. The angel said, you will see Him there just as He told you before He died. You will see Him there, the angel said. Where Christ is gone, we will follow. Because He lives, we have a promise for the future. And that promise for the future gives us power for the present. 1 Peter 1, 3-4 says, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And that future starts now. Somebody say hallelujah. Years ago, the government was to build a dam and create a large lake. There was a certain town that needed to be flooded where the lake would be created. The people were told they had to be relocated. But there was a period of about 6 months before the dam was built when the people still lived in the town. They knew they were going to move, they were going to pack, but the time had not yet come. And a funny thing happened in that town. No one made any effort. No one did any repairs. No one painted their houses. No one even wanted to replace the light bulbs. Everything became broken down because when there's no faith in the future, there's no power for the present. But we need not live like that. For because He lives, we have faith for the future. And that faith in the future gives us strength for today as well. Eternal life is in heaven, but it begins right now. It's a promise for tomorrow that gives us strength to live today. It's a promise found in John chapter 6, verse 40, when Jesus said, everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. It's all based on His word, as the angel says, just as He told you. He told us He would die, and He did. And through that promise fulfilled, our past is covered. He told us He would rise again, and He did. And through that promise fulfilled, our present is secure. He told us we would see Him in glory, and we will. And through that promise, our future is certain. Jesus has never failed in any way. His promises are yes and amen. And that's why He says to you today in John 14, 1-3, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. But I am going there to prepare a place for you. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you may be where I am also. Don't be worried. Don't be troubled about your future. Don't think about how you're going to make it. For Jesus has made provision for your past, your present, and your future. You don't need to be uncertain. There's no room for doubt. All these things have happened so that you can have the assurance of eternal life. 1 John 5:13 says, I've written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know you have eternal life. Friend, you can know for a fact today that you have eternal life. You don't need to wonder or worry or doubt what will happen to you in the future. You can have your past covered, your present provided for, and your future promise when you trust yourself to the loving Savior who died for you. Your life will then be in His hands. I want to invite you right now to commit your past, your present, and your future into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ by praying with me right now. Would you just say this simple prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and take care of my past. Wash me and cleanse me. Break every chain and let me have new life. I commit my present into your hands. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. And Lord, I trust you for my future, that as I invite you into my heart today, you will take me to be with you in heaven in the future. Thank you for rising from the dead, for giving me new life. Amen. May God richly bless you as you pray in faith, asking God to forgive you of your sins. Come into your heart today and trusting Him with your future. You will live a future free from all fear.
Is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.